Proverbs. Chapter 31. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle, that his mother taught him, O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which ruins kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to crave strong drink, lest they drink and forget what is decreed, and remove from all the poor their legal rights. Give strong drink to the one who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitterly distressed. Let them drink and forget their poverty, and remember their misery no more. Open your mouth on behalf of those unable to speak, for the legal rights of all the dying. Open your mouth, judge in righteousness, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a wife of noble character? For her value is far more than rubies. Her husband's heart has trusted her, and he does not lack the dividends. She has rewarded him with good, and not harm all the days of her life. She sought out wool and flax, then worked happily with her hands. She was like the merchant ships, she would bring in her food from afar. Then she rose while it was still night, and provided food for her household and a portion to her female servants. She considered a field, and bought it. From her own income she planted a vineyard. She clothed herself in might, and she strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise was good. Her lamp would not go out in the night. She extended her hand to the spool, and her hand grasped the spindle. She opened her hand to the poor, and extended her hand to the needy. She would not fear for her household in winter, because all her household were clothed with scarlet, because she had made coverings for herself, and because her clothing was fine linen and purple. Her husband is well known in the city gate when he sits with the elders of the land. She made linen garments, then sold them, and traded belts to the merchants. Her clothing was strong and splendid, and she laughed at the time to come. She has opened her mouth with wisdom, with loving instruction on her tongue. Watching over the ways of her household, she would not eat the bread of idleness. Her children have risen and called her blessed. Her husband also has praised her. Many daughters have done valiantly, but you have surpassed them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting. A woman who fears the Lord, she makes herself praiseworthy. Give her credit for what she has accomplished, and let her works praise her in the city gates.